your attention, please. Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
Y'all act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor, they pan like Tommy just burst in the door. They started whooping her first than before. They first were divorced, they're over furniture. It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said...
One minute. So what are you talking about here with P Baby and Shmee Babes?
And 2 minutes before radio.themannequin.edu.
Hey!
Mr. West is in the building. Swagger on 100,000 trillion. Hey, yo, I know I got it first. I'm Christopher Columbus. Y'all just the pilgrims. Thanksgiving, do we even got a question? Hermes pastel, I pass the dressing. My attitude is tattooed, that mean it's permanent, so I guess we should address it, huh? My swagger is Mick Jagger, every time I breathe on the track, I asthma attack it. Why he so manful? Why he gotta have it? Cause I slay my whole life, now I'm the master, nah, nah, nah. How I feel to wake up and be the any, nah, nah, nah. Tryna get that Kobe number, one over Jordan.
Can you dig it, sucker?
Are you ready?
What's up, everybody? This is DJ P-Yob.
What up, boys and girls? This is DJ T-Baby. This is What Are You Talking About? Let's go!
Get it!
You think it's your
ass? Oh, yeah. I just came from the gym, guys. I smell like an octopus. Where's T?
Hey.
Oh, hey. Ah, hurt my back. I broke my back. I broke it in my back. Ah.
Yeah?
Broke it. Okay, that's enough.
Cut that beat.
Cut the music off.
Wait.
Hold on. This is a good song.
Well, I'm the real Slim Shady.
What's up, not so Slim Shady?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is T-Baby and P-Ab, and this is another episode of What Are You Talking About? Only available via radio.dominican.edu. And P-Ab, we have a great show for all the listeners today.
No, we have a great show, probably the best show of the month.
Yeah, great, not good, honestly.
No, maybe great, not bad.
Not bad at all.
At all.
And if you checked the Facebook page with What Are You Talking About on it, I updated it today, or we updated it, and we did promise you that it would be a show for the ages. And it will be, because we have tons of topics. Pia, why don't you throw out some of the topics we're going to be discussing for the day? I know maybe March Madness will be discussed. I mean, something like that.
It's funny because March Madness is the first subject we're talking about on What Are You Talking About?
What are the odds? Yeah, honestly, what else is on the agenda?
We got to talk about the signing that happened 9 a.m. in the Pacific Coast, 12 p.m.
Oh, yeah, Jacob Brandon's, right?
No, I think it's Brandon Jacobs signed with the 49ers.
Yeah, Jacob Brandon's, good big back. What else?
I think Jacobs is his last name, T.
Yeah, Brandon's, what else?
Then we're going to go with a Tim Tebow trade to the Jets.
Wow. Well, yeah, he's been dealt.
But last time we wanted to report it, but the deal didn't fall through because there was a trade clause.
Or the deal did fall through.
Did
now
fall
it's
through.
Official.
It's official.
Yeah, his press conference earlier in the week. And yeah, we'll analyze the trading for both teams.
But before and after the first break, like always, we're going to have a little Word Up Wednesday or West Side Wednesday. We still never figured out what to say for this segment.
Yeah, well, we'll have something ready. That'll come after the first commercial break.
And of course, after the third commercial break, the Would You Rather segment. And we have some funny ones this time. Trust me, I looked it up online and find out some surveys people were doing for Would You Rathers, but we're just gonna get into the topic of March Madness. The Final Four, people! The Final Four has come, and boy, T-Baby, I've been waiting for this Final Four for 4 years!
4 years? I mean, you mean maybe like a year? There's a new Final Four every year, PM.
No, no, but I was waiting for this one for about four years. Four, maybe six.
Okay, well, if you have been on a different planet and you don't realize that it's currently March Madness, it has been dwindled down from 68 to 4. And usually it was 64, but now they expanded the field to 68. But now it's just 4. You got the 1-seed Kentucky taking on the 4-seed Louisville. And then you got a pair of 2-seeds, Ohio State and Kansas. PM, I'm pretty sure neither of us predicted this Final Four.
No, no, we haven't. We haven't predicted this Final Four at all. But we're going to jump in to we'll jump into the undercard, I should say. We're going to go Kansas versus Ohio State, T.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, I did get two of the Final Four. I got Kentucky and Ohio State. Didn't get the Ville or Kansas.
You know what's funny? Everything in this Final Four, I got wrong.
You didn't get any.
I didn't get any. At first, I got Michigan State. No, I got Marquette. I got North Carolina. I got Duke.
Yeah.
And then for the third one, I got Vandy. I got all of them wrong.
Okay, I'll only criticize not putting Kentucky in the Final Four.
Honestly, I was considering them, but they lost to some bad
and
teams.
I'll criticize putting Duke in the Final Four.
I don't know. Duke was a number 2 seed, lost to the 15 in the first quarter.
That was the first round.
No, who says quarter? No one should say quarter. I'm serious.
PM, to be fair, though, a lot of the analysts. Who also picked Florida State in the Final Four, which didn't work out. But a lot of the analysts did agree that Duke was susceptible to losing in the second round, first or second round.
Look, for me, I'm a
for you.
For me, I'm a boy. I'm not even a man. I'm a boy. So
okay.
I like to agree to disagree with the analyst.
Well, that's fair. Okay,
it's fair. So what I do, every pick they do on ESPN, like Jay Billis. People like that.
Doug Gottlieb.
Gottlieb's great.
Yeah, so is Billis.
I agree with everything Gottlieb say. I hate Billis. No, Billis is great.
Yeah, Billis is one of the best.
I'll get to my point here. Every pick they make, I love to disagree with them and choose something different. Maybe I could get more points. It happened last year, but this year, no. My Final Four bracket was bad.
Yeah, well, join the club. I mean, I had two, but I'm not going to win my pool. You pretty much had to call it crazy because even Ohio State and Kansas, some people at Ohio State, I don't really know if anyone, I know my dad did, but not many people had Kansas. Not many people had them beating North Carolina in the Final Four. But, PM, you're on to something with your questions or ideas here. So what do you got for us?
We're going to go Kansas-Ohio State. The matchup everyone's talking about is Jared Sullinger. I mean, he's improved so much. He's improved this year only. I mean, I believe he's only a sophomore.
Yeah, sophomore.
He's only a sophomore. If he enters the draft, it will be a mistake because he still has time to grow. As a sophomore, this guy has been shooting three-pointers, and he's 6'9". And also, he's been shooting it pretty okay. I think he's in the mid-30s.
Yeah, 42% actually.
42?
Only takes one a game, but he can hit. He's expanded his range this year. And Sullinger, actually, last year, a lot of people thought he would enter after his freshman campaign, decided to come back, which I love because I love when players return for their sophomore or even junior seasons. A lot of guys don't stick around all 4 years, so it's nice to see Sullinger come back. But as you said, yeah, he has improved a lot. I think his rebounding is down, but as a player, his scoring is up, and just the Ohio State team is much better now this year than they were last year.
Honestly, the person that really impressed me in this tournament was William Buford. This is a guard that could actually carry the team, even when Deshaun Thomas and Jared Sullinger are having bad games. I really like Buford. I don't know if he will enter this draft. I don't even think he'll be a high draft pick.
Well, he's a senior, I believe, Buford.
But I don't think he'll be a high draft
pick. Now, I'm not even sure if he's going to transition into the NBA, but he's the kind of guy who's maximized his 4 years as a Buckeye. The guy I'm looking at on the Buckeyes is Aaron Kraft. He's a smart guy. He's a physics major. He's a physics major, so he hits the books hard, and he has a lot of heart on the court. God knows he has a terrible jump shot. He can't throw the ball in the ocean, but he's got the heart of a lion, and he's a leader. He's only a sophomore, but by watching him, you think he'd be a seasoned veteran as a senior, but he's just a sophomore, but he is the undisputed leader of this Buckeyes team. I know you're on the Kraft bandwagon, PM. You like the guy.
Honestly, I'm going to say this to you. Everything you said, I want to disagree with because Kraft is crap. He's not a good
player.
He's not that good of a player. But what I like about him, he works hard. He puts everything in the court. He's got heart. He's just like a boxer. I'm telling you.
No, what?
He takes shots in the mouth.
Does he?
No, but he does work hard on the court.
Okay,
I love watching Kraft
play. I agree with some you said because it's what you're saying pretty much is he's not the most talented player out
there. No, not at all.
In fact, he's probably the least. When it's Kansas, Ohio State, he might be the least talented out of the 10 players on the floor, but he might have the most heart. He might have the best work ethic. I really like Kraft. I'm going to read his numbers. He averages 9 points, 5 assists, 3 boards. Underwhelming, not great, but he shoots 51% from the field, and he has over a 2-to-1 assist-turnover ratio, which isn't fantastic, but it's pretty solid. But he's just the floor general. He's the leader. Also on Ohio State, a player I love is DeShawn Thomas. He shoots 53% from the field, and he's pretty much just a lethal weapon. That's word to Mel Gibson. But DeShawn Thomas is a very solid player. I was looking for Ohio State to use him more to break the zone against Syracuse because me and a good buddy of mine who actually goes to Ohio State, we're talking about how beating a zone shouldn't be as difficult as it seems, because I don't think, Piab, I don't know if you caught the Ohio State-Syracuse game, but Syracuse has a lot of holes in their zone defense. So I was looking for Thomas to kind of be the rover at the free throw line and beat the Syracuse defense. And it worked sometimes, but then sometimes they strayed from that game plan. What do you think of the zone defense, Piab, just in general? I've never been a big zone guy.
Well, the problem with the zone is that when you got shooters, they could easily score in the zone.
Torch that zone.
They honestly can, but the good thing about the zone, they could stop penetration in the lane if you run it well. If you run it well, that's the only thing.
Here's how you beat a zone.
How do you beat a zone, T?
Dribble.
Okay.
Pass, and you shoot. That's how you do it.
No. Everything you said was correct.
I'm serious, though. The shot, you have a couple of perimeter play. You got Buford who can shoot the ball. And their freshman, actually, Lenzel Smith Jr., can shoot the ball. And then you put Thomas at the free throw line. So he catches the ball. He can turn and pop from the free throw line. Or he can catch, turn, hit shooters. Or he can turn the inside feed Solinger for the post. I was looking for Ohio State to just murder that zone. They didn't. They had some trouble with it. But at the end of the day, they pulled out the win and got the victory.
But you know what's funny? Shooters. I think Aaron Kraft is a decent shooter.
Honestly, he's not as bad as he seems because he does shoot 51% from the field. The problem is he's not much of a threat. It's kind of like the Stillman White thing on Carolina. He doesn't shoot it. He doesn't pull the trigger.
No.
He never pulls the trigger.
He loves to distribute.
But, Piab, I know we didn't have this game here. I had Ohio State. I had him losing to North Carolina. Not going to happen. Ohio State, Kansas, 2-2. Who do you have winning?
I got to choose Ohio State. But what scares me with Kansas is Tyshawn Taylor.
Yeah, let's give Kansas some love here first.
Tyshawn Taylor's great. I mean, this guy been putting up for the 2011-2012 year, 17 points a game.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's one of the leaders on the team.
Oh yeah.
And then you got Thomas Robinson, who's great.
Could be the second pick I'm hearing.
Honestly, he can, but there's someone in that Kentucky.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
We'll get to that later, but honestly, Thomas Robinson,
beast.
Great.
He made a three against Carroll. I was saying, what's this guy doing? Taking shots behind the arc. He buries it, hits a fist pump from Jersey Shore. I was like, what's this guy doing? He belongs in the post, and he's hitting threes?
He can't shoot three.
Well, he is 50% of the year. Only takes 0.4 game, but he made one against Carolina.
But you know what's funny, T? I was watching it with my daddy, and then I said, Dad, Robinson don't bust no threes, and he busted a three, and he made it loud. Well,
I don't know about that, okay. But what makes me happy, my favorite team, NC State, lost to Kansas by 3. North Carolina lost to Kansas by double digits. I know it was a closer game than the score indicates, but that just shows NC State only lost by 3 to a Final Four team. But Ohio State, Kansas, I'm going with Ohio State because one of my good friends goes there, so I'm kind of hoping for him they win. And I'm not a big Kansas fan. We're going to transition here to the Kentucky-Louisville game. One of the main subplots is Rick Pitino, the head coach of Louisville, who won a national championship with Kentucky, then was eventually kind of forced out of KU. He's back with a Louisville squad that I have no idea how they're going to match up with Kentucky. They played earlier in the year and Kentucky beat them, but both teams are different now. P.F., by any stretch of the imagination, can Louisville beat Kentucky? I don't know how. I don't know if it's possible.
The only way possible is defense. That's the only way, but it's too hard. This Kentucky Wildcats offense is too good. We're gonna get to this right now. I'll say Charles Barkley said that the Kentucky Wildcats can beat the Toronto Raptors in a game, but not the Bobcats, which is weird. The Bobcats only have 7 wins in the NBA season. Toronto has 17.
Well, I'll say this. I remember that was argued when USC was so good at football and if they could beat an NFL team. The Raptors would beat Kentucky by 20 to 30 points, if not more, because Kentucky, while their roster has probably the most NBA talent in the nation, the Raptors roster has NBA players at every position. So there's no chance in hell that a Division I powerhouse could ever beat the worst team in the NBA. The Raptors would slaughter Kentucky.
Yeah, there's no way. I don't
know
why.
They would destroy them. But while we're on the topic, Kentucky-Louisville, I had Kentucky in my Final Four losing to Missouri, which didn't pan out because Norfolk State crashed the party and beat them first round. Kentucky, I watched the Kentucky-Baylor game. They look unstoppable. They are just so talented. Some teams have 5 players in double digits. Kentucky has 6. They have 6. Their starting lineup and a bench player average double digits. And they have the guy by the name of Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, who is 4th on the team in scoring and might be the 2nd pick in the draft. You mean to tell me that you have the potential 2nd pick in the draft who's 4th on the team in scoring? That is preposterous.
Look, I'm just going to say this. When you have already the number 1 pick in the draft on your team in Anthony Davis, who's the best senior and one of the best
best center.
Yeah, best
he's
freshman.
He's a freshman.
Yeah, and I think he's about 6'10".
Yeah, not a senior, though.
No, he's a freshman.
Yeah, that's what you said, he's a senior.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about center. Yeah. I guess I got tongue-tied there, but Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, who will be the 2nd pick in the draft. I'm serious. I believe he's too good to pass up. Robinson's great.
Well, this is why it's not fair. Davis is 6'10". Looks like he's 7'2", but he's listed as 6'10". Kidd-Gilchrist is 6'7". Mm-hmm. Terrence Jones, who could be a top 15 pick, is 6'9". I mean, how do you contend with these guys? In college basketball, it's a sport where a lot of centers are 6'8", 6'9". These guys have small forwards who are 6'9".
And I'll tell you why they're too tough to beat. Marquise Teague, the brother of Jeff Teague.
Oh, he's solid.
He's honestly really good, in my opinion, when I've seen him. And Deron Lamb. I believe Deron Lamb's a great role player that could help out.
Yeah.
I've been big on McAdoo for North Carolina. Deron Lamb's way better.
Even Darius Miller is at 10 a game. To speak on McAdoo briefly, he has lottery pick talent. He's projected whenever he enters draft to be a top 10-15 pick. But he should stay, because if he stays for a sophomore year, he could eventually run that Carolina team. But Kentucky is just so freakishly talented. I don't think Louisville has a chance in hell, but with the madness, it's probably going to be a close game. I'm going to go with Kentucky, but I would love to see Rick Pitino and Louisville defeat Kentucky. I don't think it's going to happen. So if we're both right, PM, you have Kentucky as well, do you not?
I have Kentucky
so
in this game.
So we have Kentucky and Ohio State. Then who's going to win that game?
Honestly, Kentucky, Ohio State, you're going to be crazy if you choose Ohio State. I'm sorry to your friend, T.
Well, he understands.
Kentucky's just too good.
Kentucky is too good. It's like I said, when you have the 2nd, 3rd pick of next year's NBA draft as 4th on your team in scoring, and then you have Anthony Davis who averages 19 blocks a game, really 5, but it seems like 19. There, I don't see how you can beat this team. I know they lost in the regular season to Vanderbilt, and they also lost to Indiana. They obviously showed Indiana that when they played them a 2nd time, they're not going to lose anyone twice. And even though Louisville beat them, which is good because you have tape, or Louisville didn't beat them, they played them, which is good because you have tape. Both teams are so different. I say throw out the tape, and you just got to play the game. I think Kentucky's going to win the championship as well. I hope it's just a great Final Four. All teams have a chance. There's no George Mason or VCU, even though Louisville was an underdog to reach this point. There's still a 4 seed.
Well, honestly, I'm glad there's no like VCU team in the Final Four. I'm serious because the teams that made it to the 4, they deserve to make it to the Final Four because they worked too hard in the season to be ranked.
Yep. Well, I agree with that. That's a good statement. But ladies and gentlemen, that is our Final Four coverage. All of the Final Four games will be this Saturday, and then the championship, I believe, is on Monday. So we are going to take a quick commercial break. This has been What Are You Talking About with T-Baby and P-Ab. Can't even say my own name. Radio.Dominican.edu. Stay tuned for a Word Up Westside Wednesday.
Fresh Kid Z. Fresh Kid C.
Yes, sir.
Fresh Kid P. Fresh Kid T.
Oh, yeah, we back.
Oh, and Zaphoon, by the way.
Yeah, Jones.
Yeah.
Chitty Bang. And we pretty much amazing.
Can we hear your new song, please?
I got you. Hey yo, I once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope, want the bread, we can toast. So fresh, how we flow, everybody get the style hey, from yo, us. I once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and the fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party.
Remember
I'm never growing up.
Reminisce days of the innocence. Now it's Citibank, Google me the images. Follow me, I'm the leader. And when I park cars, I don't pay for the meter. I remember I was younger as a kid, it was the best. I used to touch on all the pretty girls in recess. I'm at my peak, yes, I won't leave yet. Cereal style, cereal aisle, I need checks. I can make these rappers run like a hard drill. Rock band, show you how the guitar feel. And I can care less how y'all feel. I got a flow to make a bitch do a cartwheel. This is that good, just pump it and relax, bro. And you could get it free, don't worry about the tax, though. And Zap Fool, thank you for the crack. But I play it Ron Burgundy, I anchor on the track.
Hey,
like
yo, I
that.
Once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope, want the bread, we get toast. So fresh, how we flow, everybody get the style
hey,
from
yo,
us.
I once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and the fans going wild with us.
Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party. I'm never growing up.
Can I please get a little bit of knowledge? Somebody tell Roth that I don't love college. Cause the real world's kinda like real world. And it's drama, so you are Svetlana. And I'm just a rhymer, swimming in the water, trying to dodge the piranha and fly to Bahamas. Pretty little mama, chitty in the spot. Where you at, Pearl Lady? Show me what you got. They say, why you rapping for the kids for? I say, my clothes come fitted, the lint store. This summer, you could catch me on a big tour. I'm hot, great, I think they need to quiz more. And let me get with you, don't let the kid hit you. I'm the photo album Valletta has, big picture. The rule is, the dude is, so up, so Chuck, I'm a cool
hey,
kid.
Hey, yo, I once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope, want the bread, we can toast. So fresh, how we flow, everybody get this down
hey,
from
yo,
us. Was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and the fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party. I'm never growing up. Was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope, want the bread, we can toast. So fresh, how we flow, everybody get this down from us. Was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and the fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party. I'm never growing up.
Well then, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to What Are You Talking About on radio.dominican.edu. We've got the best topic in the world, Word Up Wednesday.
And that's a fact.
It is.
We looked it up in a book once, and that's just a fact. You can't argue it.
And I'm just going to say this real quick. Real quick. This man does not need an introduction. This man will kill Earl the Sweatshirt, lyrically. And that's a great compliment. It is. And he's laughing. He's
it's
laughing.
It's funny because I think his name is Earl Sweatshirt, not Earl the Sweatshirt.
It's Earl the. It's the.
I don't know.
P. But first of all, T, it's West Side Wednesday. Go ahead. Tell him what's up, man.
That's right. It's DJ T, baby. And before I start, again, anyone out there, if you ever want to rap or do spoken word or sing or do anything, first you can call on the station or you can hit up me and P.E.B. on our Facebook page, What Are You Talking About? And you can get on these mics. No one has taken us up on it yet. Kind of hurtful, P.E.B., kind of hurtful.
Yeah, I almost cried last night,
yeah.
But that's fine.
So anyone out there, if you want to sing, you want to rap, whatever, come hit us up. But it goes like this. Let me say something.
Okay, well, say it, babe.
All right.
What's up?
Turn the beat down a little bit.
Hold on, like this? Okay,
yeah
there
little,
you go.
A little bit up. To the left. Okay, yeah. No, turn that off all the way.
There.
All right,
okay,
I said
it
goes like this.
Got it.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'll hit a rapper if the price is right, no Bob Barker. Each thought smarter, my mind races quickly like a Dodge Charger, riding along for the dynasty that's word to Ron Harper. Run up on your boys and take everything, it'll be an epic bust like John Carter. Kill a fool if they come in my ring, if they step, tell them. Try to play with God's wrath and I'll send you up that stairway to heaven. Led Zeppelin. My bars gash, have you in a post-car crash state with your neck stretching. The words on the page die when I write them, so everything I compose is a death sentence. When I'm not using my brain, the bottom of hell is the place my head's kept in. You are struggling with your current analysis. I am on the next question. My words come in so many shapes and sizes I could wreck Tetris. I throw daggers. Your songs are all virgins.
no bangers. Your flow's plainer than most. When I say I'll give you fresh cuts, I'm not talking about dope tapers. I spit nothing but icy verses and cold statements. You step out, but I'm always manning up. No Peyton. Zero chance of loss. I guarantee victory. Joe Namath. You'll never be found again. Not even any bone traces. In close places, I keep those I need around. Leona Lewis style, but it's not love that you're bleeding now. My bars are locked, so don't tell me when the keys are found. Take a hit. This is Jason Smith inflicting the meanest foul. Deceased the crown. End the dynasty. Your men comply to me. Then I behead them violently. Sense decisively. Utter rhymes when I need weapons. I was blessed as a ruler and drafted as a king. Tyreek Evans. In rhyme scheme sessions might be ended. From this universe, my mind seems separate. I stay spitting. Cause a riot, then flee the scene. Jumping over cars like Blake Griffin. Grenade gripping, allowing chaos to occur is my main mission. I rhyme with devils. In your neighborhood, ripping off everybody. There's not a single safe house. Ryan Reynolds. I know this speed. I define the tempo. Don't hide. The second I arrive, I'll get you. Your structure's lame. I was born in the Hunger Games. Living to fight another day. When this gunner aims, I take action. My head is ink from the pen like my brain's tatted. Forget your goal. I'll race past it. I hate war, but embrace clashes. Don't cross with me, my shank sharper. For most of these hits, rappers are stealing your money, no bank robbers. I snipe with force, you wipe the floors. I'm a main starter. An unknown voice told me if I stop flowing, I die. That's a grave offer. Grenade launcher mentality. Always ready to burst. Weapons disperse in your direction. You'll be headless, immersed within pain that's demented. The burns won't remedy, and eventually your brain will chemically churn. I'm defective, I'll murk anything viewed as a threat. Drop your dudes to the deck, then ruin your set. Cooking rappers like who is the chef? Here's the easy answer. Teacher status, bring lessons to this class, but you don't want to see me after. Brah!
Done. Game time. Game time. You know why there's no music right now? Because that's music to my ear.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's done. Okay, I'm just going to say this real quick. I'm going to say this. I compliment this man every time he's done. Most punchlines, I think he did on this show. But there were a lot of multi-syllable rhymes. And that's legit. At the end, too many multi-syllable rhymes. He rhymed sessions. Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven. That's multi-syllable. And people don't even know that. I didn't even know Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. That was dope. Jason Smith foul? No one... That's old news. That was 2 days ago. Yeah. And then he'll put it in the rhyme right now.
I appreciate it. Well, I figure on the radio show, people want to hear punchlines. Like, when I do spoken word stuff, I don't do too many punchlines. But people listen to the radio, I think, like the punchlines. Like, I know Biggie Bencomo is a big punchline fan, he told me. So
I got something to say. I'm a rookie drafted by Sacramento Kings. Tyreek Evans. Dunzo.
Yeah. Well,
game time.
Well, like I said, if you're sick of hearing me, you can come to the studio and you can rap, you can sing, you can do whatever you want. P-Ob's a singer. I'm a rapper, but I'm not a rapper. That's a reference most people won't get. But that's the Word Up Wednesday for this week. We'll be back next week. Again, if you want to get on the mics, you can. Maybe P.I. will even sing a little bit next week. He's got the vocals.
Possibly.
But on that note, we are going to take another quick break. When we get back, talk about P.I.'s team, the SF Niners. It's T-Bay P.I. What are you talking about? Radio.Dominican.edu, the fastest tag in the history of the world. Stay tuned.
Valentino. She got me thinking I could date a cop. Cause her uniform pants were so tight. She read me my rights. She put me in a call. She cut off all the lights. She said I have the right to remain silent. Now I gotta holler. Sounding like a siren. Talking about yeah. 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 And I know she the law. And she know I'm the boss. And she know I get high. Above the law, and she know I'm wrong. She know I'm from the street, and all she want me to do is fuck the police. Talking about
yeah.
Yeah.
When I get. what's your number? She said 911. Emergency only. Head doctor perform surgery on me. Yeah, and now I'm healed. I make her wear nothing but handcuffs and heels. Then I beat it like a cop. Find the king, baby. Yeah, I beat it like a cop. Beat it like a cow. Ride the king, baby, say I beat it like a cow. But I ain't trying to be violent, but I do the time. But the hurt of love is timeless. Mrs. Officer, I know you wish your name was Mrs. Calder, huh?
Wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee.
Like a cop cow.
When I get up all in ya, we can hear the angels calling us. We can see the sunrise before us.
Mrs. Officer, tell your lieutenant get them cuffs off for ya. I'm Kid, my face on every wanted poster. I'm wanted by every lady cop all over. That so big, I catch a battery to hold ya. Hair so big, you thought I told you pull it over. She pulled me over, pulled me out the Rover. Then she pulled me closer, threw me in back of the car, put me in handcuffs, start ripping my pants up.
All you know with the dispatcher is.
I'm just going to be honest right now. Whoever's rapping is terrible. I'm just going to be serious. Because we just had Word Up Wednesday, and then Lil Wayne comes up with Ms. Officer, and someone's featured on the track. Whoever was featured on the track was terrible. You're listening to What Are You Talking About with DJ P-Hub and DJ T-Baby. T-Baby, what's up, man?
Well, I've never been a big fan of that song. Honestly, a lot of people like it. I never have. Not a big Lil Wayne fan. But that is neither here nor there. Because we're not talking about Lil Wayne or mainstream hip-hop right now. We are talking about what, P.F.? What are we talking about?
We
That's the show, but I'm actually asking you, what are you talking about?
Well, what are you talking about is on 3 to 4, and in fact, you're listening to it right now.
Yeah, I mean, what a coincidence, but what are you specifically talking about?
Me, not you.
Not me, but you, and then I'll jump in.
Okay, how about I point there, and then I'll say we're talking about Brandon Jacobs signing with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, Jacob Brandon's.
No,
Brandon Jacobs.
Brandon Jacobs.
Yeah, Jacobs.
Not Jacob Neuset. He's the 6'8 center for our team.
The former Giant, not baseball, but NFL, Super Bowl champion, two-time Super Bowl champion, if I'm not mistaken, and he is a big, powerful running back with size and strength, not a whole lot of speed, but the Niners did decide to sign him to a 1 year contract?
They signed him to a 1 year deal for $2 million, T. I mean, I'll give you everything right here. Jacob was released by the Giants this offseason because they did not want to pay him $4.9 million, and his stats for the year, he had 571 yards, averaged 3.8 yards per carry, and had 7 touchdowns. Now, T, the Niners, they have 5 running backs now. They got Frank Gore, then Brandon Jacobs, Kendall Hunter, who's their change of pace running back. They got Anthony Dixon. Okay! And then they got Rock Cartwright, who's newly signed. He's from the Oakland Raiders. He's there only for special teams.
Yeah, well, I mean, Cartwright and Dixon are pretty much solely special teams, I believe. And I know Dixon is a solid special teamer, probably not much of a future as a back. And you need players like that, and Cartwright will probably be more of the same. I don't know. I like the Jacobs signing because I've always been a fan of big, powerful running backs. Even though he's not very fast, he does have power. And his stats are somewhat misleading because the Giants had an atrocious rushing attack last season, so they infrequently ran the ball. But he is a reliable red zone back, and he has a lot of size. So I kind of like the signing. It's only $2 million. I mean, $2 million is obviously a lot of money, but in the scheme of the NFL, it's not a ton. So I think it's kind of a high reward, or at least not necessarily high, but solid reward, low risk signing. That's what it seems like.
Honestly, I'm very happy with this signing.
Satisfied, I'm too. Maybe.
Satisfied because
Thrilled, maybe.
Maybe, honestly. Maybe thrilled because the Niners, they needed a big back. Frank Gore is small. He takes hits to the legs.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's really hard for running backs to last long in this league. You've been saying that for your whole life,
and
T.
And Kendall Hunter's, what, 4'11"? So they could use a bigger back.
I mean, first of all, Brandon Jacobs is experienced. He's been to the Super Bowl twice. He could bring his postseason experience to the 49ers. And also, what this sign shows me is that the 49ers need some moves. They're making moves, and they want another run at the NFC Championships and possibly make it to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, what's the game plan here? They're just trying to get the Giants roster? I mean, first you get Manningham, now you get Jacobs. Who's next?
Well, maybe if they could get some of their offensive linemen. I know the Giants have to release some of their offensive linemen to make cap. If Manningham and Jacobs are on the team, it seems like Manningham and Jacobs are great friends.
Yeah.
So maybe if Manningham and Jacobs could bring some of their best friends in that offensive line.
Hey, bring Eli along.
Maybe, right. And trade for Alex.
Here's one thing I've always been fascinated by after, say, Super Bowl or then MLB, the World Series, basketball, the championship, whatever. I've always been fascinated when a team wins the title and then players leave. Like when Tyson Chandler left the Mavs after they won and then Manningham Jacobs leaving. I would always think that both sides would, you know, the management would want this player back and the players want to return. It's interesting when you look at Manningham Jacobs, these guys have Super Bowl rings with the Giants. And they're not going to even be on the team to defend the Super Bowl. They're going to be on the Niners trying to win a Super Bowl with them. I'm not really saying anything. I'm just saying I think it's fascinating that players want to leave or management wants these players to leave. Because you think when you win a title, that team is essentially a perfect team. It's very cohesive. You have every piece in place. But there's obviously elements of luck involved. I just think it's interesting.
Well, first of all, I just really love the move because they need a big back. They needed a big back in the system, and it seems like the 49ers, they really need a big back in order to succeed in the West. Using three running backs is great, and it gives Alex Smith another target to throw at. Seriously,
yeah.
Because he spreads the ball around to everyone. Frank Gore is a running back that could be a wide receiver, honestly, because he gets out of the slot pretty well. Then you're going to have running out of the backfield with Brandon Jacobs. I mean, it honestly does seem like a solid signing.
Yeah, and also one thing to consider is Jacobs is a beast. He is one of the biggest running backs, I think, in the history of the NFL. He's just a massive individual. And like you said, with Gore and Hunter's lack of size, it's nice to get just a huge running back who you can use on third down situations, you can use in the red zone. I'm a big fan of the signing. I'm not even a diehard Niner fan, but I can respect the fact that they are making moves in the offseason.
You gotta love that sign. I'm serious. But what bothers me is Anthony Dixon. What's he gonna do? I mean, he seems like a locker room guy. He brings the energy to the locker room, and it seems like the teammates love him. But Brandon Jacobs, what I love about Brandon Jacobs is his character. What he said to Rex Ryan when they played when they played in New York, and he said, I can't say this on air, but basically he said, Brandon, the New York Jets head coach is a fat beep. And that was really funny. You got to love everything Brandon Jacobs brings to this locker room. And you know what? It seems like Harbaugh loves these character guys. You bring in Randy Moss. Manningham seems like a diva. And then you have Michael Crabtree. He loves these character guys. And it seems like he knows how to make them win. And Vernon Davis, too.
I also got a kick at that when Jacobs. He called Ryan pretty much like a fat man. He said something like that fat man needs to shut up. Jacob's not the most slender man himself, but he's in good shape. I mean, Rex Ryan is incredibly fat, so I found that funny. But when you talk about Dixon, I think what Dixon can do, he can just keep growing out that ugly hair he has. That blonde mop that sits on the top of his head. But it suits him. Even though it looks goofy, it suits his personality, I think.
I don't know, T, because first he's got a big gap tooth. And it's really hard not to stare at that. And then his blonde mohawk honestly looks like a chicken because the Niners uniform is red. It's red, T. And then you got blonde hair. You look like a chicken. And the way he sounds like a chicken. He's like, okay, boy.
First of all,
is
I've never heard a chicken who can say okay, boy.
Okay.
So not sure what you mean by that. But I think you're on to a good point with Dixon. He brings energy to the team. That's what he does. And I think he's a clubhouse guy. I think the teammates feed off of his energy, even though he's not the most talented back. But even though we like to disagree, we both agree Jacobs is a good signing for the Niners.
Which brings me to the point here about the New York Jets. We mentioned Rex Ryan. We mentioned good locker room guys. Tim Tebow's a great locker room guy.
Oh, Jesus.
You could say he's a bad quarterback. You could say he's a bad running back. You could say he needs to play fullback. But he's a great locker room guy. That locker room speech he gave to the Florida Gators in that championship, he actually led him to victory just because of that speech. I'm serious.
I think talent and like game plan was involved in the victory. It wasn't just the speech.
It has to, but the speech had a little bit.
Okay, well, first of all, if we're going to start talking about Tebow, I mean, God bless the guy. He seems like a humanitarian, a really nice, caring, compassionate individual. But if you're looking at him as a football player, I'm just not a fan of his game. Didn't really care for him in college. Really don't like him in the NFL. Again, he seems like a great person. He's probably one of the best people in the world. But on the football field, I would never want him on my team. I can't understand why the Jets would trade for him after re-signing Mark Sanchez. To me, it's an inexplicable move. I don't understand it, and I can't stand Tim Tebow as a quarterback. I'm sick of hearing about him.
Well, first of all, let's just discuss the trade they gave to the New York Jets.
Okay, yeah.
Tim Tebow was traded to the Jets for a fourth-round pick.
Yeah.
A fourth-round pick.
If I'm not mistaken, Tebow was a first-round 25th overall pick back in 2010, so his value's diminished that much. Or Broncos, I guess, were trying to dump him.
Well, if you have Peyton Manning, You got to dump someone.
Yeah, and
you got to dump him.
That's what I found funny about this whole thing. There's the whole Tebow mania in Denver. The second Manning's on the board, Tebow's essentially axed, which is totally understandable.
Very.
I would axe Tebow for Manning. I would push him aside, say, Timmy, give the ball to Peyton. He's the quarterback. You're going to New York.
Look, all respect to Brian Sanchez. This guy's a legend, and he's and he'll have been here for 1 year. But he says Tim Tebow, he'd rather have Tim Tebow instead of Alex Smith. No!
Well,
no, I'd rather have Alex Smith. Tim Tebow's a great locker room guy.
The three quarterbacks I want the least of in terms of starting, I'm not talking about third string, talking about guys who have started games, probably Tim Tebow, Mark Sanchez, Alex Smith. Two of those guys are on the same team. Mark Sanchez, I think Mark Sanchez is a monumentally bad quarterback. I think he's one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. He's inefficient. He's not clutch. I know the Jets have won some playoff games under him, but that's because of the defense. I think he's just a terrible quarterback who should be second or third string. Tebow, I think, should be a tight end or a fullback. Alex Smith's been terrible his whole career until 1 year. These are the three worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
I don't know. Chad Henne should belong in
well,
that, too.
Well, I'm okay. Honestly, give me Henne.
Yeah.
Give me Henne.
Really?
I think
Alex Smith is better than Kyle Orton, T. I'm serious.
No, honestly, give me Orton.
Really?
I'd rather have Orton in a heartbeat than Alex Smith. And if anyone's listening, feel free to call in if you disagree. If you're an Orton hater. I like Orton, actually, over Smith.
I don't know about that.
I despise Alex Smith. You
I
know why
too.
I'm upset? Because I was looking at the Yahoo homepage, and they said something about star Niners quarterback unhappy with – where do you get off calling Alex Smith a star? I mean, he's a starting quarterback. He had a great season last season. Is the man a star? Are you kidding me? Is Alex Smith a star? Hell no!
Look, please call the station, 415-482-3587, and you're saying – you'd rather have Orton, though, T. I don't think Orton has brought any team to the postseason.
Well, keep rolling with that. Why do you hate Orton?
Because he's never brought a team to the postseason. I said that. I'm going to say it again. And first of all, Kyle Orton is a backup for Matt Castle. And Castle's not great either. Castle's not good. I'm serious. But if out of all these guys, give me Castle. I'll take Castle in a heartbeat compared to Alex Smith. But Orton's bad. Alex Smith, I'm going to be real here. Why I don't like Alex Smith, I don't think he's ever had a 300-yard passing game. He may have had two.
I think he had 299.
He may have had two, but he never had a 300-yard passing game. But what I like about Smith, a game manager. And you need that. You need a game manager, but a game changer is what the 49ers
okay,
need.
Okay, that's enough.
They need
but,
that.
All right, buddy, I'm going to cut you off there. Let me say why I want Orton. I'm looking at his 09-010 stats, then his 010-11 stats. His rating was 87, then 87.5, 21 touchdowns, 12 picks, 20 touchdowns, 9 pick. Even 1 year, he had 18 touchdowns, 12 picks. All of those seasons were better than Alex Smith's, except for his last season. So let's look at it. Alex Smith has played, what, six years in the NFL?
Seven.
Seven? Orton's played like
six.
Wait, let me count exactly. They got one, two, three, four, five. Okay, pretty much six. Each player played six. And actually, Smith, first pick of 2005, Kyle Orton was a fourth-round pick. So in these years, Orton has had, I think, three quality seasons, maybe even four. Alex Smith has had maybe one or two, and Orton's the fourth-round pick. Smith's the first. So give me Orton. I know he's the Dallas Cowboy backup now. Oh, give me Orton. I know you got Smith, and he's already got a rapport with Harbaugh, so he's going to be the starting guy. But in terms of talent and who's a better quarterback, give me Orton.
Well, you know what? You know what's funny? What's very funny, the 49ers signed Josh Johnson, who was the backup quarterback and starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But he did play with Harbaugh in San Diego. And Josh, I believe Josh Johnson has better tools than Alex Smith. I say you have to start Johnson all like ahead of Smith. Only if he beats him out for the starting role. But as of right now, athleticism, throwing the ball, I believe Josh Johnson may be better than Smith. T, you're a Tampa Bay fan.
Well,
Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson is immensely talented, and I liked when they used him in trick formations when he's on Tampa. I agree. He has more. He has the tools because he's tall. He can. He has the tools of an NFL starting quarterback. But some guys have the tools and doesn't work well. Alex Smith is actually one of those guys. He has some of the tools, except for those small hands. But it hasn't really transcended into the NFL, except for last season. But I like the Johnson signing because him and Harbaugh have that good relationship, and I've heard they're very close. But I think on that note, I think we've beat a dead horse here with football. Only the hardcore listeners really want to listen to football because it is the off season. So when we get back from commercial break, we'll talk about something else. But this has been T-Baby and P-Ob. It's What Are You Talking About? Only available through radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Club soda, call me Rocky. Posted in the cut, and I'm looking for a blockhead. Yep, in my white tee, I break a back, and I keep a big bang. Oh, I think they like that. Before I leave the house, I'm slizzing on the goose, and I'm in a plane. So I need to really loose, and I can lean with it, and I can rock with it. And if you got a fish, you gotta with it. Hey, don't rock with it. So hard, you break your spleen, you break your spleen. Put up your jeans, smoke it. In the spot, ain't crunk. If you don't wanna do it, make your dance. Example, watch me make your face beat up my hand. When you see me hit the spot. Watch that boy. Try lay from the road with the franchise boys.
Lean with it, walk with it. Lean with it, walk with it. Lean with it, walk with it. Lean with it.
Left to right, lean, vibing to the beat. Check my feet, you ain't got these. I rock, then bend my knees. Every time the beat drop, lean with it, rock with me. Freeze, blow your fingers pop. In my sock, the fuck you mean you ain't seen buddy on the block? They call me Dr. Doc. I prescribe what it need, make a lean and rock. Old school people, pass your feet.
Bitch, I'm pimping in the club. So the start to act up. Cause they see my chain and a new throw them stacks up. I keep a full. And my pants, I'm in the middle of the floor. They screaming.
Yeah,
you can roll your arms, roll your arms. And just put them in rotation. Take your side to side and snap your feet like the Temptation. Dog, I'm all out of state. Doing the dance, they never seen that. I ain't fat, Joe, but snap your fingers, then you lean back.
Lean with it, walk with it. Lean with it.
Snap your fingers,
walk right then, snap your fingers.
Hey,
hey, lean with me, rock with me, gotta pop with me. Go and take a shot, call me Teddy. I got, don't hate, shot. We a beat, so deaf. Yeah, we on franchise, ain't got no money. Shoot, hold on.
Hey,
rock left, rock right, you can get that shoot. Lean back like Fat Joe and snap your wrist back.
Gangsters don't dance, they lean with it, rock with it. blast it, flash it, cold flakes with it. Do it how you wanna, slow it up, do the matrix. Play with it, straight hit it, get all in their face with this dance for the you already know, the chillin', the grown folk.
It seems like there's a lot of cursing on this song, but we edited it out because this is What Are You Talking About on radio.dominican.edu with DJ P-Yub and DJ T-Baby. And T-Baby, we've been discussing a lot of stuff, a lot of sports, a lot of sports.
Yeah, we have been discussing sports, but with all the fan mail we've been receiving, and we receive it by the thousands, there have been multiple requests to have longer Would You Rather segments. And P-Yub, Would You Rather is your baby. It's your child. It's your segment. Mm-hmm. You created it. Well, you didn't necessarily create Would You Rather, but in the realm of What Are You Talking About, you did. So I'm gonna let you ask the questions, and I'm going to answer them, and then you're going to even answer them.
You know what's funny? The fans really do like this Would You Rather segment. It's funny.
Yeah,
honestly, I didn't even know that.
You don't want to get too dirty.
No, we don't. But here, I just got some all credit goes to Quiblo. I typed in Would You Rather on Google, and all the questions I've gotten, I'm serious. It's Quiblo Surveys. That's where
you
I
made
got.
Them all up yourself, so let's just
no,
hear.
I'm
You're,
okay.
That's just a disclaimer you put out there, so if they're too dirty, you can't be held liable.
That's not
let's
true.
Hear
I
what
really
you
got
have.
It from Quiblo.
Yeah,
but
let's
first
hear what
of
you
all,
have to say, Quibi.
First one, would you rather chew a piece of toenail off a dirty man's foot?
Come on.
Or lick an unshowered armpit?
What's honestly, man. What's wrong with you?
That's not, I'm serious.
You're it's sick. Do you know you're sick?
It's Quiblo.
You're not well, P.
P, you call me P-Yob. It's P-Yob, T.
Honestly, see, that's just something I don't want to think about. Okay. Come on.
Honestly, it's from Quiblo. It's not my fault. I'm serious.
Can you opt for death? I mean, come on.
I take the toenail. I'll take it.
I'll take the pit. Next question. You're sick.
Okay.
You're a sick
okay.
man.
Okay, okay.
There's something wrong with you.
Okay, second. Would you rather take a body shot off a fat man's hairy belly? Or would you rather take a shot from a glass that has mold in it?
Okay, first of all your questions always have a fat man in it. What's up with your fetish towards those who are overweight?
Honest, it's not my fault.
And not that there's anything wrong with being overweight.
There's nothing.
There's not. But a body, okay, well, when you're talking about the shot with the mold, that could be like a health hazard.
Yes.
Who wants to eat mold? So I'll take fat man for
$500. Honestly, I'll give you the answer why I'd take the fat man. First of all, mold, you could get bronchitis. Second, with the fat.
Does mold Does mold cause bronchitis?
It really does.
Is that a scientific
fact?
It's a fact. Okay.
It is a fact. And it also could cause mesothelioma.
I'll take that at face value.
Okay, Tay. What are you smiling at, Tay?
It's a figure of speech. I'll take it at face value. It means I believe what you say.
Okay.
And I'm not necessarily going to look it up.
But this is the reason for the body shot off a fat man's hairy belly. It might be fun, honestly.
Well, who's
it might be fun.
Is it at least a clean fat man or is it a dirty fat
man?
No,
the fat man's Biggie Ben Como.
Come on! Why are you calling out Biggie when he's not even in the studio to defend himself?
Okay, first of all, Biggie Ben Como's not fat, really muscular.
Why you gotta put Biggie on blast?
Okay,
you're better than that.
First of all, I'm scared of Biggie. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said it. I don't know what's got into me.
What's got into you? What's got into me?
Yeah, what are you screaming at, T?
Well, so you'll take the fat man's belly?
I'd take the fat man's belly.
Okay, well, what's the last would you rather? Let's go
for the sake
of mankind. Just
okay,
one
okay,
more.
Okay,
please.
This is appropriate here for you. Just for you, T.
Just for me.
Would you rather be trapped in a cage with a tiger or trapped in a cave with a bear?
Okay, first of all, how are you trapped in a cave? Did it collapse and then you're trapped? I know a cage you can be locked in. Uh-huh. How do you get trapped in the cave? This is a vague question, first of all.
Okay.
It's vague.
Don't ask me.
It's incredibly vague.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to take the cave because I'm assuming there's an opening at some point. I feel like if you're trapped in a cage with a tiger, first of all, cages aren't usually that large. So I feel like your lifespan is pretty short. With the bear, at least maybe the cave's dark. You can maybe hide, or maybe there's an opening. But, I mean, these are terrible options. Death seems inevitable in either. Which one do you think?
I'm taking the tiger. I'm kidding. I'm taking the
what
tiger cage.
What is wrong with you? Why would you take the tiger cage?
Because, first of all, Mike Tyson has a tiger.
In a movie? In The Hangover, yes.
Scarface had a movie. Tony Montana had a tiger.
Okay, does that transition in a real life situation?
And first of all, when he...
No, it doesn't.
And also, if he is...
God, what's wrong? You're sick.
How's that sick? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, just explain yourself. Hurry
but
up.
Also, if a tiger is trapped in a cage, it will definitely have has those pieces to make them not bite you, and it will
not
be
not necessarily.
And it will be locked.
It might bite you to death.
No, no, the tiger cage is better. I don't know why I would pick the cave.
Okay, again, in a cave it might be dark. You can maybe hide. Not sure how good bears' vision are. Any animal experts, feel free to call in. I'm gonna try to hide, and then also in a cave there's probably an opening I can get out. But that's the Would You Rather. All the fans out there, that's the longest we've had Would You Rather in a while. We're going to transition to my man.
What's your man?
My man for this week is Ronde Barber. The Tampa Bay Bucks are my favorite team, and Ronde Barber has been the cornerstone of that defense for what will be 16 years now. He was supposed to retire a couple years ago, decided to come back. The thing about Barber, he's still productive. Last 3 years, 77 tackles, 81 tackles, 79, 2 sacks, 1 sack, 1 sack. And he always gets sacks. He has 27 career sacks, which is a lot for a DB. Last year had 3 picks, 9 pass deflections. He's still productive. God bless him. I love when a player is on a team for his whole career. So Ronde Barber will be a Buccaneer for his 16th season. I love the fact he decided to come back. And for all these reasons, this week, Ronde Barber, you are my man. And I know P-Up's got a Let's Go Bro segment for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, first of all, I was going to choose Ronde Barber as the Let's Go Bro, but we gonna change that because first of all, T Baby put Ronde Barber as his man.
Yeah, I did. So what?
So I can't say Let's Go Bro Ronde. So much love to you, bruh, Barber.
Why would he be here? Let's Go Bro. He's coming back.
So I decided to change, and I decided to pick Jim Irsay. Jim Irsay, bro. I don't know what you talking. First you get rid of Peyton Manning, and you. I mean, this guy a qualified stud. Don't matter how many neck surgeries you got to stay with the Indianapolis Colts. And
okay.
Lastly, while I'm choosing you, Jim Irsay, first of all, you're debating between Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III. Why you got the debate between Luck and Third? You getting good luck if you're going to be drafting Luck. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? RG3, man, this guy played like a Vince Young, Michael Vick.
That's true.
He played like that, but he got arms straight out the cannon. But, you know, you talking about RG3. RG3. This guy... if you gonna select RG3, then you gonna know Mike Shanahan and the Redskins will be drafting Andrew Luck, and they'll be getting luck all day. You know what I mean?
So your point is, let's go Colts organization, bro, whatever you want to say.
Yeah,
because they should definitely pick Andrew Luck. It shouldn't be a debate at this point.
Yeah, if you number one pick, you take Andrew Luck all day. We sign now.
Well, my just one quick thing. I think it's a media ploy. I think they're taking Luck. I don't think there's a chance in hell they're taking Griffin. Like you said, P, we're signing out. It's been T-Baby and P-Ab. This has been What Are You Talking About on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for listening. In just a few minutes, Lady Madonna will be on the mic, so stay tuned for that. P, we'll be back next week, right, buddy?
And first of all, I didn't say this yet, but Indianapolis Colts organization, let's go, bro. We'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. Stay tuned for that. Lady Madonna in a few minutes. Well,